Great job.
More bears. I think I can make that happen.
Bear! 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 You're breaking it! I'm not going behind the bears!
Shall I bow my breath?
Hello, friends. That didn't fade out like I wanted it to, but hey, we are here.
We fucked that up, gentlemen.
Gentlemen,
break.
Welcome to the Republic of Football Podcast Network.
That's right, Republican Football Podcast Network. Let's go.
That's what we need. That's the first time I've been able to blow the air horn in months. Very excited to record the very first episode under the Republic of Football header, umbrella, family.
Family.
I need a family.
Family.
That's what I need.
We love family.
Evan, do you know what that music was that I was playing? Here, I'll...
There we go.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I do know. Deontay does too. What do we think it is, Deontay?
Tell him, Deontay.
It sounds like the most beautiful sound I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Evan, that is the
maybe the
most famous piece of basketball audio ever recorded. That is the March
Madness
theme song.
That was not Lil Romeo.
For CBS.
Who was that?
That wasn't...
You can't just set me up like that, Matt. You threw that one right down the middle, dude.
I was not expecting a Lil Romeo reference. I mean, that is the March Madness theme song from CBS Sports. I am...
There's only one March Madness theme song in this house, brother, and it ain't that.
I agree, actually, with that. Damn.
Can we actually, Deontay, right when I say that? Can we play the drop right there? Oh, what a waste.
I had that on the soundboard at one point. I do not any longer. Gentlemen, we are probably in a situation where we are either having intentional new listeners or more likely reluctant, begrudgingly accepting new listeners. It's probably a good idea to set the table, give them an idea of what we are. But first, I'm really curious. What do you guys think a brand new listener to this show is expecting? It's a Baylor podcast. It's named Between Two Bears. Some doofus
it's
named
two
Matt
dudes
is
named
Bear.
Evan and Matt.
Evan and Matt.
This podcast stinks. This stinks. No, I bet I bet that they think it's one of those things where it's like we're really talking lines, like what's the spread on tonight's game and really talking through what may or may not be there. I don't know.
Baylor stereotype?
I don't know a gosh darn thing about all that. I don't know.
There
I feel like.
Go. I think you just summarized it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. We lost to Iowa State.
I don't know a gosh darn thing about all that. Yeah. No, that's about right. That kind of sums it up.
Yeah. Deontay, Yeah. They're kind of expecting, hey, this podcast is under the Republic of Football feed, and that's through Dave Campbell's Texas Football. It's a staple of Texas football throughout the years. Great coverage of high school athletics. Great
These guys
coverage
know
of,
their stuff.
Of college. Exactly.
They're
and it's
grinding.
Just like
they do know ball.
They must know something about Baylor athletics and can say it on a intellectual level, so to speak. I think
they
that's
definitely
what they
know
and
what
they,
a
right.
quarter half
they'd
coverage
be right.
is. Like they know their stuff, right?
Yeah.
Dave Aranda,
schemes, all that kind
team.
Of stuff.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna pivot. That's actually what we're gonna do.
Should
to
we
summarize
start doing that now?
Who we are, actually, though, our two most popular episodes from our previous legacy feed, one of the titles was Oh No Step Monkey, What Are You Doing? And Dumb Bitch Juice. So those are the two episode titles that performed the best for us, of course, covering the stripper monkey situation that happened in
our
Austin.
Our magnum opi,
our
if you will.
Magnum, is there like a monkey word that has OP in it? Nah, maybe not. But I don't even remember what Dumb Bitch Juice
great
was
question.
About. But I'm pretty sure
it's about the food I make in my house every week. No, oh, it's that's the A-Bear that's family right. special. That's what I cook.
But I think we talked about OU a bunch that week, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So that's what I associate it with. Anyway.
Talking Twitter spaces, probably.
Suffice it to say, right, we started this adventure with the core understanding and agreement, I would say, Evan, you and I were very aligned here in thinking that college sports is inherently extremely stupid. Just at its
dumb
core,
as hell.
The way it was
why
built,
do they do all those things?
Why
do they do that?
Why is it like that is the core question about college sports from top to bottom. And Baylor,
I saw a team lose because a player stole another player's shoe and threw it down the field and they lost
exactly.
and they missed the playoffs.
Fantastic.
Like 2 years
example.
Ago.
Right.
Another team lost a game because a player pretended to piss his pants after a touchdown. You remember that?
Or faint. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. And that's just the on the field stuff. The off the field stuff, right, is just as stupid most of the time. Matt Meyer drinking six monsters and missing 3 days of practice, which still I have been thinking about nothing else except for Matt Meyer.
He just didn't want to.
You've
practice,
been on a you've
right?
been on a tweeting spree about the
I
about
can't
the
stop thinking about it. So that is what the genesis of this show was. College sports are extremely stupid. Baylor sports has its own share of being really stupid, right? And we felt the best way to honor college sports and our relationship with college sports and with Baylor sports is to just to celebrate how stupid it is and can be, right?
Yeah, and how dumb the fans are mostly.
Well, honestly,
Deontay, have Matt and have Matt and I ever told you, Deontay, what we named this podcast in our first iteration, Mach 1? Matt, do you remember?
I remember through the group chat. You had mentioned it not too long ago.
We named it Barefa.
One. Yeah.
The so Barefa when people pod. Would ask us what's Barefa, we could say Barefa D's nuts. That was the whole bit. We made a
I
podcast off a bit.
Address. I have the Gmail address.
Yeah, no, we have
Barefa
a domain name. We took it very
gmail.
Seriously.
Yeah, we were very close to launching it that way.
We have a Twitter account. So, it's active.
That being said, you guys actually did like a really good professional or semi-professional interview with a real professional in King McClure last week, which, by the way, thoroughly enjoyed it. I try not to listen to past episodes too often, but I had to listen to this one.
Not me.
Not you. You listen to them all the time. It is your thing.
Games tape, baby.
You wake up like you don't remember anything that was recorded because you don't.
Dude, when you think about your own words as much as I do, you miss what everyone else is saying. I want to hear what you had to say. That's why I go back.
You're just blackout the entire
time. That's
the
truth.
You are just blackout the entire time, only focused on what Evan is saying. And I honestly, I got to respect it.
It's funny because you wake up the next day with like a ton of notes about stuff you said or stuff that you thought was so funny.
Maybe you do, Deontay.
Yeah,
that's because
like
you're
blacking
the professional
out once a
here.
Week.
You're
no,
the
I'm
one
talking
that's
about Evan.
Those yeah, okay. I doubt Evan does either. The episode, the interview was great. I, you know, kind of reliving the Battle of Atlantis where King McClure goes off in the second half. Rick Pitino doesn't have him on the scouting report. Like, I remember where I was watching that game. It was awesome.
Yep.
And just kind of hearing about how he prepares and it really, really good episode. I strongly suggest, if you haven't gone back and listened to that, that you do. So, allegedly, right? This is a show in the Republic of Football. Republic of Football show network, right? And we will be covering football, right? Spring ball is coming up. Practice begins March 21st. I think the spring game is April 22nd. We're going to get there, right? There were actually a few key position changes for some players that we did not expect a position change for. We will get into all that. But as opposed to, you know, the war pod over there or whatever they're doing for the Texas pod, it doesn't really matter. Nobody cares. we take pride in our basketball program because there's a history of winning at this basketball program.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be able to cover
a lot.
That. A lot. A lot. Yeah. I mean, not like over the weekend or anything, but like there's a precedent.
We've seen it. Okay. We've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's unfortunately jump into that. I was busy on Saturday morning. I did not get the chance to see what happened between Iowa State traveling to Waco for senior night or senior day.
Stinky.
I guess. I did notice senior that morning. Baylor scored less points than Iowa State. 58 points.
Yeah.
Not fantastic.
A better second half. I think once you win a natty, you got 3 years where once you're out of the title race, you can just kind of mail it into the conference tournament. And I think you're allowed to do that, especially a team that's one injury away from being in a tough spot in March, you know?
I mean, so, let's be honest.
Whatever.
Baylor did that in 2021 during the conference tournament. We lost our first game against Cade Cunningham and the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, there's a reason why Iowa State wins the conference tournament. Let's be real here. Everyone
is
be
that
cool.
Their Super Bowl?
We know what's going on. It has to be, dude. Think about when they were good at football in the Big 12. That it was when traditional powers were down. That's when they're good at basketball too, when people are resting for the big dance.
I had to mute my mic for a second because I had to stand up to get this take out. I've probably covered this already.
Talk to him.
I'm gonna cover it again. Should I hit the ether bears with the shook ones beat?
Yeah.
Do it. Bow.
Iowa State fans show up to Kansas City every year and they are rude to everyone. They treat everyone like shit. They drink way too much. They show up to watch a mediocre team get lucky with extremely beneficial refereeing, only surpassed by the refereeing that Kansas gets in Kansas City.
That's right. Isn't crazy?
Universally,
they refer to their teams.
I know some really nice Iowa State fans that I've met online. I've met a couple in person, great people. You get a collection of about 1,000 of them together, and it is a disaster for everyone else.
Yeah.
Just the worst part of my sole trip to Kansas City for the basketball tournament was the Iowa State fans. Just.
We play them tomorrow.
Just awful. We play them tomorrow. Yeah, Baylor plays Iowa State tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning.
Today, guys, we're you know, this episode is.
Oh yeah,
today.
Listener, welcome to Thursday. World didn't end. Aren't you glad,
buddy? Look, the baby woke up at 2 a.m. I do not have the brain power to time travel. All right,
to the future.
If you're listening to this, how about you go figure out when the game is? All right.
Yeah,
that's on.
What are you doing? Listen to us.
That's your responsibility.
Yes,
you're right.
My last Iowa State
today. You are correct.
My last Iowa State thought because they stink and we're going to beat them today is that isn't it so crazy that a team that refers to like the special sauce they have on their campus as magic, like Hilton magic, all that magic can get them is like a conference tournament.
I really thought you were talking about a literal like condiment that. Somebody puts on a
burger.
Yeah,
I thought so too. I thought he was finna say
some special sauce.
Some cyclone sauce.
Oh yeah, you know, like their juju, like their stuff.
Yeah.
Like secret sauce.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, their je ne sais quoi, you know?
Yeah.
Only get them a conference tournament championship.
Yes.
Crazy.
Baylor
by nine.
Baylor did get swept by Iowa State in the regular season. That's two data points. Okay. At three data points, you call it a trend. But the first two, coincidence or bad matchup?
Probably bad matchup. We haven't been playing a bunch of defense so far down there in that paint this year. That's kind of been our Achilles heel with teams, especially this team, right? I mean, when a team like in Iowa State that is actually good at, you know, shit like that. So not that surprising, but I don't know. I know everything I need to know about us to feel the way I do going into March. I hope you guys do feel that way about your team too.
Well, I feel like that's where I am. I have a really good sense of what this Baylor team is.
Yeah, like so, we have definitely felt better about worse teams going into this tournament.
For
you know,
sure, Evan, that
way
is
better.
Such a fantastic point.
Yeah, see, I know ball. Capitalize that P in podcaster, baby.
That's you're enjoying this. You're enjoying this quite a bit, yeah, judging by that hat.
I'm running this victory lap.
You're feeling real good about yourself. Yeah, you see, dude,
it's sitting a little higher these days. Sitting a little, me too, actually.
These days. the Denver beanie. We'll have to get into the Denver thing here in a second. So Baylor right now, projected, I think, by multiple bracketologists as a number two seed, which honestly feels high.
So good.
It feels high, right?
Surprisingly high. And I don't know if that's because, like, everybody in, like, the top 10 have been losing games, like, right around each other. I know there are a couple other, you know, losses in the top 10. But as far as the Big 12, maybe it's just, like, going back to the strength of the conference and how, you know, the Big 12 ranks among the other, you know, Power 5 conferences as far as strength, right? They see the strength in the schedule Baylor's played throughout the year or throughout the season, and that's kind of giving them that edge right now.
So I want to do a dumb guy's resume review.
Oh, this
of this Baylor basketball team, right? So you take your first loss against a very experienced Virginia team. I can't remember. I think that was neutral. That was in Vegas. But you immediately turn back around and you beat now number 8 ranked UCLA. You take you play your worst half of basketball against Marquette and you lose by 26. Not a bad loss.
Yeah, Marquette they fucking very good blew team. Our doors out.
that game was on like FS1, right? That's why we lost. I hate that.
I was recording Slander You while it was happening. It stunk.
Watching that game, I did not realize what percentage of that loss was Marquette being good or Baylor having an off night. It turns out Marquette's just really good. Baylor, again, turns right around and beats now number 14 ranked and number one offense in the nation, Gonzaga, 64-63 in South Dakota or wherever that was. You have a pretty mediocre, uneventful non-conference the rest of the way. Then you open conference play with 3 straight losses, Iowa State, TCU, Kansas State. 3 really good teams, right? Then this team rips off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins, right? You lose an away game to Texas, including that 6-game win streak included a win over Arkansas. You have a loss against a very solid Texas team in Austin.
Beat Kansas.
And then you rip off 4 more, right? You beat Kansas. That's a great point. Yes, I always forget that. Versus Kansas, you beat Kansas at home. You lose the game against Texas. You rip off 4 more, including an away game at TCU, and you lose to Kansas in Kansas. You lose to Kansas State in Manhattan. You avenge your loss against Texas. Like,
here's what I think:
there isn't a bad loss on the schedule, like at all. And a lot of that is due to the strength of the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that stretch we went on in the middle of the season. Like, teams that aren't 2 seeds don't do that shit. We won, like, 9 in a row in the Big 12. Like, everyone knew what time it was, and they still know what time it was. Like, we didn't win the conference because it's a good-ass conference. But, like, you know, what 8 teams are you putting ahead of us right now? Anonymous listener. And you're lying if you say any – if you give me 8 names. So, give us new that Dave 2 Campbell seed. Let's cook. Yeah. Just being so number rude to new listeners, just like degrading anyone who's listening. Why don't you go look it up, huh? You just, do it. You tell me.
We are not having it. I
don't have to say
confrontational
nothing.
Energy. Very confrontational. It's been confrontational week at work, so
But you know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I'm bringing it. Like, we're good as hell. Like, people know what time it is. We earned that 2 seed.
Yeah. Number 2 seed, East Region. Some news came out today, or confirmation of suspected news. So UCLA, I won't even get into it. You guys don't care. But their best defender, essentially, has been lost for the season. UCLA right now, if we check this.
They're a 1 seed projected.
Exactly. They're in the West.
In the West region. Yeah.
Exactly. There are some people think that the committee will ding a team if they lose like a core impact player. I don't think it's enough to bump UCLA to a 2, nor do I think it's enough to bump Baylor up to a 1 at this point. But
unless
if Baylor wins a couple games in this tournament, right? Maybe Baylor gets to the championship game of this tournament. You are looking at a real one seed possibility here. There just aren't a ton of other teams.
That's crazy.
With the wins that Baylor would have at that point.
It's worst season since the before times, and we're going to get a one seed maybe. Run that victory lap, Scott. You earned it, bub.
Do we know Baylor's history in the Big 12 tournament? I know there was one year. Not
great.
We stink.
Yeah, I know it's not very ideal. I can remember one particular year where we made a run, and I think we lost in the champ game. Maybe that was when Missouri was still in the conference. Am I thinking of that wrong?
We lost to Kansas a few years ago. I remember I've only been in one cruise in my whole life, and it was my college senior year with my college roommates, and we watched some dude yam on, was it Swish Pain? Was it Ish Wainwright? Swish Painwright? No. Was it him that got dunked on?
Swish
was
Painwright. That's right.
That's what we call him. But I was on a boat, and
it is Wayne Selden.
Wayne Selden. Oh, his uncle was in the crowd with his clock. His clock chain.
There was somebody else in the crowd that day.
Was it you?
I was there. I was in the building.
Oh, no.
The breakaway starts, and I immediately turned to the buddy who we were there for his bachelor party. I turned to him, and I said, oh, no, because I could see what was happening. And it was even grosser in person. Yeah, no,
Deontay just watched it again. I can tell by the noise he just made. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, my God.
We can't have Ish on the pod, bro.
Yeah. Yep. It was not great. It was not great.
Look at his uncle's reaction. Okay, that was crazy.
Yeah, man. So I was on a boat. It was an EA Sports themed bar on a boat I was at watching that game. Drinking. Was it in the Magics.
Game, Evan? Was it in the game?
It was. Yeah, he was. But I was ordering Mango Magic's extra magic, please. And they were hooking it up on that boat all day.
That sounds like
all
something
day.
From Zootopia or something. I'd like a Mango Magic, please. All right.
Extra magic,
let's
please.
Let's get into some of the other items from the weekend. So right now, looks like Baylor women have held on to that 8 seed projection. In the Greenville region. So,
So they're naming these weird now on the women's side. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
That's so it's weird.
What's going on?
I don't understand.
I don't know about this. What is this?
I will just tell you, I don't know what it's about either. They have a Greenville 1, a Greenville 2, a Seattle 3, and a Seattle 4. Those are the different brackets that make
the. They couldn't think of anything else besides that to name them.
Don't ask me, dude. I don't know. I think they have reduced it to 2 regional sites.
First day at naming school.
First day.
There's at something naming school. Something That's fun it. For the Baylor fans. It's projected that the Baylor women will face the Gonzaga women in round 1.
Hell yeah,
Deontay. Who would they then face after beating Gonzaga?
Well, we would have the great opportunity to pull a huge upset against our friends. Don Staley and South Carolina.
No. Oh, I thought you were about to say LSU. I was about to turn my computer off.
Oh, you know,
off.
I was looking for that first, and they're the entire other side of the bracket.
Dude, Kim,
I just hope somehow.
Keeping it a stack, Kim would score 150 points on us. She would. She would absolutely. It would look like a preseason game. She would do her best to do it, at least.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she definitely would, but if she had the chance to, she sure would.
Let's jump into some of these awards. No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
On the men's side, Keontae George, freshman of the year. Was that even a question in the Big 12?
Never a doubt. Dude, Grady Dick, lottery pick.
Grady Dick, very impressive start to the season. Kind of fell off, was not super consistent. Now, look.
Yeah.
A lot of
more
people
like a grade F Dick. Am I right, Matt? That one was off
you
the
know
top
a lot
of the
about
dome,
that?
Dude. That one was,
you know,
in real
why
time.
Why did that pop in your head so fast? Is that like something
the way you were describing like, it just sounded rehearsed in your voice is what it was.
No, I just.
It's, you sound like you'd said it before, so it caught my ears.
No. A lot of people say I have like a really good radio voice. I talk all day for my job. That's all I'm doing. Great F-tick. Jesus Christ. Okay. Keontae George, not the most consistent player either. Did miss one game, but
no, he's a kid.
clearly good, the better player. You know? Grady Dick is going to be a very good player. If I was a Kansas fan, he's going pro.
He'd stink.
But I'd
You'd
really
be the worst.
Want I'd really want him to stay and develop another year. Because he has the ability to change the postseason outlook for a team. For sure.
Shoot me straight, Matt. Is Keontae George even going to think about staying another year?
No.
Or should that ship be way sailed in my head?
Way sailed. Okay.
I kind of thought that, but I was going to give I was giving you one
way out.
I was giving you one more chance to give me hope.
In the first half of that Kansas game that Baylor ended up losing, there were national draft guys really taking a look at him, like tweeting about him. And at that point, I was like, okay, he's going in the lottery. It's not a question. Because I had questions.
Maybe he shut it down. I don't know. No. I would if I was him.
No.
Unless I got leg insurance. If the money clears on the leg insurance check, I'll give you 100%. If not, I'm going to have to at least think about it. Right?
Please don't.
That's generational wealth
we're
talking
about. Like,
look, man.
Are you pro load?
I'm pro load, dude. If you don't have money yet, load all the pro you need, dude. Once you get that first bag, we can talk about it. But now, if you're chasing your first bag, dude, you want him to break his leg to get second in the Big 12 instead of fifth?
How did this
Is that
evolve?
What you're telling me?
How did this evolve to me wanting
just accusing
him to break
Matt
his
of things
leg?
He didn't say? Yeah, Matt, you think he should have tried a lot harder? Is that what you're saying? Come on, dude.
Shut up.
Grow up. He's a kid.
Are you done? Are you done?
I'm sorry. I don't like where I took that. I'm sorry.
That was really aggressive. Very confrontational we are tonight combined. Keontae George, very clearly, I think, the freshman of the year. Not really downplaying any
He's
other
so damn
freshman,
good.
But really, really good. Clearly an NBA scorer. He has a lot of work to do in the other areas of his game, but he has the vision. Mm-hmm. He has the ability. He's going pro. Anybody who says he shouldn't is advising him incorrectly.
Get your money.
I think a better question. That's what I was going to say, Adam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adam Flagler, first team all conference, mm-hmm. unanimous.
Earned, man.
Unanimous, I believe, Deontay?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Was it? I'll see. Yeah.
I thought you told me.
Did I?
It kind of stinks that he plays for us. Like, this is what it would have been like if Lace Darius Dunn was on this team. That's got the kind of impact he has. Like, if Adam Flagler plays for us in any other era of Baylor, like, he's probably the best player we've ever had. Like, he has gone so stupid these
That's
last 3 years.
Really interesting,
dude.
Hypothetical.
Trade him and Tweety Carter, and we probably got the same results. You know, they're both just insane.
Ah, dude, I don't know about that.
I don't know his bag that well, but you know what I'm saying.
You trade places with Al Freeman, and that team gets a lot better.
Yeah,
I completely agree. That's a really interesting hypothetical.
He was unanimous.
He would be like the best hire.
Yeah, we were right.
No, you're good. Yeah. Adam Flagler's like first team all hired gun in Baylor history. Put him on any team and we're probably making the Elite Eight.
That's a real, just fits in everywhere. Super interesting hypothetical. I really, really like that. LJ Cryer, third team, which was a little surprising. I guess I have been incredibly impressed with how he has shot the ball during the conference season. Once he got hot, third team,
carried the team
guess,
a couple
is fair.
Of games too.
I would have switched him and Keontae George, honestly. I would have put LJ Cryer second team, Keontae third team, which kind of, you know,
so,
spoils the thing there. Keontae George did get second team all Big 12.
So how does this voting work? Like, is it like first team point guard, second team point guard, third team point guard? Like, do we have all three of the point guard slots on all three
it
teams?
It seems like it's not that way, Evan,
okay.
because the second team is all guards. The first team
okay,
has three
so it's
guards,
just like
two
a,
fours.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is okay. They don't have the restrictions that the NBA does where you have to pick. Yeah.
Gotcha. Guards, I was like, damn, we got the best, the three yeah. best guards.
The third
yeah.
team
okay,
has four Dang. Guards and one forward. So,
yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And shout out to our guy, Coach Tang, Big 12 Coach of the Year.
Yeah, earned it. Got it out the mud, if anyone ever has.
I did not see that coming. I knew he would be good. I didn't know he would be coach of the year good in year one. That's
yeah. And no one, I haven't heard anyone with beef with it. Has anyone kind of voiced any sort of, no one's feeling any type of way? I wouldn't. Why would you? No. He went crazy.
Do you think that's going to get more? I've seen it on social media as of late, like tapping into that Coach Drew coaching tree as we've seen in the past. Buddy.
So Oral Roberts, coached by Paul Mills, wins their conference tournament. They're headed to the NCAA tournament.
Second time in 3 years.
I think North Texas might have fallen short in their conference tournament. I could be wrong about that. But Grant McCaslin has already been a name I've heard a couple different times for a various number of jobs in the Big 12, honestly. I haven't heard Paul Mills thrown around for Big 12 jobs, but I don't know why. I really think it's impressive what he's done. Now, maybe you want to see what Coach Mills can do at ORU without Max Asmus, but it is what it is. That so, dude is a
that's
baller.
Crazy, man.
North Texas plays tonight, as in March 9th.
So they're still
Yeah, they're in their conference tournament right now. So
shout out to the North Texas podcast.
That's so crazy. What do you think it is? Like when they say like coaching trees, like when they talk about like, you know, like Mike Leach's coaching tree, you think of the type of ball he coached, right? In that tree.
Are you ready?
As two people who know ball, because I don't, I really don't. What is it? What's going on here?
Literally, the spiel I'm about to give is literally how I got the job I have right now. All right. This is a core belief of mine ever since I heard about it. Right. So Scott Drew and Jerome Tang, right? They both brought in people that were able to buy into a very specific, I'll call it principle, right? You have the joy piece, which feeds into this, right?
Sure.
It's a culture of vulnerability. So what does that mean, right? You bring in people that are not egoless, right? They believe they know what, you know, they know a lot. Yeah. And are good.
They're
at
no
what
dummy.
They do. But a culture of vulnerability opens everybody up to accepting just the best idea for a particular conversation, right? You're all pulling in the same direction. You don't care who provides that idea, right? You don't, like Ted Lasso style, right? You don't care if it's the trainer bringing the Gatorade that brings the best idea. It is just making sure that everybody pitches in, feels empowered enough to give those ideas, and you just create a positive culture that feeds into itself, and it's
sure
a powerful,
and I get that
tangible thing.
Yeah, so it's not like he doesn't have like a scheme. He doesn't have like a playbook that people are cooking with. Do basketball teams
come
have
on
playbooks?
Now. You've seen the offense, right? There are some.
Well, I know, but like help me like. Get that picture in my head, like what that tree looks like on the court.
So the no middle defense in 2021, right? Basketball coaches steal stuff all the time from coaches at various levels, right? I'm pretty sure we stole a couple ATO plays from the NBA. Quinn Snyder plays, I think, I'm pretty sure. And so
after timeout, I thought you meant the fraternity, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, the fraternity.
About,
yeah,
man?
Alpha Tau Omega. That's exactly right. They're just dialing stuff up. They got whiteboards. They call it the whiteboard house. They just have whiteboards all over.
Yeah. No, it's white boy house, Matt. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Sorry. We were both there. I was just letting you. I let you have it.
Thank you.
Okay. But yeah, in terms of ideas, I'm sure they've created their own. I'm not saying everything they've done is stolen, right? But the no middle defense was core. This high motion pick and roll on the free throw line extended offense, which I'll be completely honest, can definitely be improved. It's a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, dude, I do not like that.
But it's a matchup based offense, right? Like
you're
looking to get your guys in a situation where they can beat their guy. It's very simple, and when done well, and you know you have the driving kick work and you have all the pieces working, everybody's playing free and unselfishly. It works really well. Hence the championship. Hence the Big 12 championship, right? Mm-hmm. But it's got to be done well, right? So, but there's more creative offenses out there. Yeah, did I answer that question all right. at all? I'm not actually sure if
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, spot on. Deadeye, for me at least.
Yep, nice. Same here.
Listener, let us know. Ring those bells.
Nice. Evan, you were in Lincoln, Nebraska, hanging out with...
I was in stinking Lincoln.
...with old Matt Rule.
I was looking for Matt. I kept knocking on doors at the stadium. I'm looking for Matt. That's what I was doing all week. No, I was there. It's beautiful. That city reminds me a lot of Waco. I don't know if any listeners have been to both of those cities, but I took a picture, and Deontay, I sent it to Jillian. I said, Jillian, tell me I'm not on Fifth Street right now. That's what I said to her, because it looks just like the city of Waco. I had to walk
to get from
my hotel to downtown.
You finally found the thing that will make Nebraska fans become not nice. Everybody says Nebraska fans are the nicest people.
Comparing it to Waco.
Yes, they are going to light us up. If you have any complaints, please send those to @EvanAbear on Twitter.
Waco's better than Lincoln.
Uh-oh.
What are we talking about here?
I'm clipping that off. Yeah. Social media posts.
Just a sound drop.
Is that a hot take?
So where are you now, though?
I'm in Des Moines right now.
Des Moines, Iowa. Yes.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
French for the
He's
Moines.
Doing just like a Big Ten tour, bro.
Big Midwest that? Hours. That's why I got the beard beanie combo. I'm going to pull my chain out too. I look like I'm, I look like a real piece of work right now. And then in 2 weeks, dude, I'm going to Shreveport. Meet me in Shreveport. We'll go to the Golden Nugget.
Ah, that classic three-city tour. Lincoln, Des Moines, dude, I'm doing Shreveport.
And then from Shreveport's turning into Henderson, Kentucky. And then the first ever A-Bear family boys trip. My brothers and my dad were going to Nashville to see old Jonathan Mayer play some music. My brother's birthday gift. Can you believe it? He loves John Mayer. So choose your words carefully, because I won't defend you.
Nashville is actually a really cool city.
Dude, and let me tell you, I am so – dude, I used some freaking Marriott points, and I got us one of those cool hotel rooms. We're about to go crazy in Nashville for about 16
there's
hours.
There's nothing inherently wrong with –
me and my dad, my bros.
There's nothing wrong with a John Mayer concert. It is just extremely funny knowing you and knowing your brothers and knowing your dad. All conglomerating at a job.
Dude, it is the most Caucasian-ass week anyone could have.
Yes.
Shreveport to Nashville to a John Mayer concert with my Caucasian father.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's
Whitey of the Week award. Can we make that a segment on here every week? Whitey of the Week. You think that'll go well on the Republican Football Network?
Republican.
We can cut that last piece out. You got to stop me, because if you don't stop me, I'm not stopping myself. I'm just
Evan.
I would have
the
never
White Boy
stopped
of the Week award for 8 weeks running.
What music should we play over that? Some Jeezy. That's good shit right there. That's good shit, Matt. Yeah, capitalize the P in podcast, and we're at work, folks.
I don't know that anybody can handle any more of this is too much, too deep.
No,
of a
we can't.
To people.
We can't end on this note. Deontay, did you know Matt and I hung out Friday night last week?
I was so jealous. I had the biggest case of FOMO on the East Coast.
Cider cake.
A Twitter meetup. And Matt and I'm going to be honest. I want to be humble when I say this, because I'm trying to work on the sides of my head in my later years. Matt and I were like the dads of a bunch of dudes. It was really cool. We were taking pictures,
a cool uncle. I was definitely a dad there.
Okay. No, that's probably a more accurate way to say it. It was so fun, man. We had such a good time, and my girlfriend beat Matt at Papa Shot. And I wanted
everybody
to be the first
beat
to tell
me
you.
At Papa Shot, dude. I suck at Papa Shot. I'm trying to shoot an actual jump shot at the machine.
Same.
And it takes way too long. I have a quick release, too. It's like I'm out here like Greg Oster tagging it. Just a whole bunch
of
white
talked
jazz
about how
came to mind.
Poster tag, that's what we used to call it.
I love Papa Shot, right? Like, I played it. It's something I'm good at. I like doing it at bars. Our friend at King Favre on Twitter brought his brother-in-law.
Dude.
And this man was nearly dunking, two-handed windmill dunking from where he was. He put up like 110.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
Humbling, I will say that.
It was.
And then
he went stupid.
My wife whooped my ass at Papa Shot, and then my wife whooped my ass at Skee Ball, which that's normal. I'm not good at the arcade or carnival games, man. I don't know why. Maybe it's because my brain knows that they're not serious and stuff.
You are good at, though. You've been at the YMCA a few weeks, man. How's that going?
Those Tata shots, am I right?
Scott's Tata.
That Saturday was a cluster. That was playoffs for my son's first and second grade YMCA team. And
which you coach.
Why does the YMCA have playoffs for first and second graders? Yes, I'm the coach. For the new listeners. So
because we don't give participation trophies.
Yeah, Matt. Look at them.
So the way the bracket lined up was we had our first game at 8:30. If we win, we play at 10:30. And if we win again, we play in the championship game at 1:30. Okay.
Could you imagine doing that right now as a grown person? I would pay money to not have to do that right now.
9 first and second graders, half of which who have never played basketball before the season. And I got to get my butt there by 8:15 to make sure everybody can find the basketball court. That's the level of competency right here. So we play the first game against the worst team in the league. Despite us not being the number one seed. So we beat them by 16 or 18. All right.
That's right. Run it up. Who's the player of the game?
The player of the game. We didn't really have one. It was a pretty team oriented win. I was pretty proud of it.
Yeah. There you go. That's good.
The second game, had a child that I can only respectfully describe as the second grade Asian James Harden.
Oh.
This kid.
Good thing to be.
Was.
Good thing to be.
Left-handed, which. Shout out to all the lefties. The confusion that my team had. Wait a second. He is dribbling first competently. Second, with his left hand, we had no idea what to do with him. Zero idea. This child also did a spin step back from about 12 feet and nailed it.
Wet.
And he probably had.
They should make a team of lefties.
He probably had 14 or 16 other points just on the smoothest transition layups you've ever seen from a high schooler, but he's in second grade. This kid was phenomenal. They also had a monster of a post player. This kid had to have been in fourth grade. There's no way this kid was not in fourth grade.
No fucking chance he was in the third. No way.
I almost asked for the birth certificate.
Knew division. Right. That kid definitely knew division.
We got our butts handed to us. So on the outside, I'm like, hey, guys, great job. I'm proud of you. I started handing out the medals and doing the thing where I say a little thing about each kid. I'm like, you're the hardest worker on the team. You're always diving on the floor. That's great. And then one of the parents goes, We play again. And I'm like, no, I don't know. Because we lost, right? It's the playoffs. We lost. There's no consolation game. It's the third place game. It's the third place game, and it's at 12:30. And I'm just like,
oh, no way.
So
a third place game? That's worse than a consolation prize.
Oh, it sucked so bad, especially because we lost by 2 in overtime in the third place game. It was just.
That's about as bad as it gets.
It was really rough.
Any kids upset? Were there any kids that left it all out there?
My ball hog really left it all out there. I got to say, he took way too many shots, but he brought us all the way back. We were down 14 points with a quarter left. And the team played great defense. He would get it and go. And I swear to God, it was 7 possessions in a row where it was just layup after layup after layup after layup. We came back, we tied it up, went to overtime, and then we just didn't have it. That's okay. Not bad for.
You should have switched the zone.
This probably should have switched to zone, except they don't allow that. No, you got to guard the person with your wristband. What? Evan, you got to guard the guy with your wristband. What? Yeah, that's a thing. You'll learn.
You got to guard the hoop.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I'll explain it to you later. That's fine. You should come to practice. You should come to the next practice, and you can get in
line. I would love that.
All right, guys. In high school, I worked. Evan, please take off your hat during practice, okay? Yeah.
The hat stays on. Yeah, move on. Get over it. That's what I'll be yelling.
Anyway, good season. The boy has decided he wants to play soccer instead. So,
Matt,
I'm coaching.
Can I give
soccer.
Your son soccer Zoom lessons?
Yes, you can.
Can I give you soccer Zoom lessons?
You can coach soccer with us. The season will be over before you move.
I have my cleats. Don't tempt me. I'll do it.
Do it.
Can we sponsor it? Can we make shirts? Can we sponsor your son's team? Listener, would you buy a shirt?
They need
DM
sponsors,
me
buddy.
And Matt personally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you go for
no,
it.
No, dude, we're making starter jackets.
Deontay, anything new with you? I'm done. I'm tuckered.
Man, I'm just ready for March Madness.
Oh, that first Thursday, the first game tips at 11.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody's doing jack at work.
It's like everybody knows, right? You just sit back and just
it's the best holiday. We might have to do a playback for the Between Two Bear audience. I think that's a really, really good idea.
Bring the family to the cube on Thursday or Friday.
I'm not watching.
Let's do a little cube.
I'm not watching the cube. Nope. I got my setup here. I have my 3 to 4 or 5 screens right here. It's
can I bring the cube over? I won't bother nobody. I'll be in the backyard. I'll be in the backyard.
If you don't know what the cube is, you'll learn at some point. Gentlemen,
ask somebody. They'll tell you.
Ask somebody about the cube. Between Two Bears. Evan, where can people find you?
You can find me in St. Louis, rolling on dubs. No,
yeah, yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at my first name, last name, Evan Hebert. It's Evan Hebert on Twitter, and that's all.
Hebert. Deontay, where can people find
Hebert.
You?
On Twitter, Instagram, at DEPS, right steps, the opposite of left, right steps, DEPS.
That's such a dope handle.
That's good.
It's a very specific life choice, but if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at Matt is Bear. And then also go check out TexasFootball.com and OurDailyBears.com for Baylor coverage. A lot of good stuff going on in both places. Gentlemen, let's go maybe win a conference tournament and maybe lock down a one seed. How about that?
Let's get us one of those one seeds.
Sick of Bears. What do you say?
We've had them all for like 4 years.